there's limited walking anyway. A lot of merchants don't site clean right away.
Kid can their stroller and.
Yeah, it's just bad. I mean, it's just bad. So I agree with you, Bob, and it's just, I think, and I don't think we can keep kicking, no pun intended, we can't keep kicking that down the street. Simply got man up and do what's right. I'm just talking, I apologize. All I'm saying to you officially is that I think that we have talked about for a long time. Nothing has happened. It keeps going back to committee, and there's been no attempt to make a solid action of something that could be created that would give reasonable safety for people walking up and down Main Street, whether it be elderly, or as Bob just said, people trying to take their strollers with their kids, trying to make it up and down the street and have to go.
With a stroller and a couple little ones.
Yeah, I just.
They just can't get through.
And I just feel that there's a point for the merchants and there's a point for the community. I think the council should decide where that line is, whatever it may be. So that's where I said, I'm just trying to talk back and forth a little bit, but that's the key points that I feel should be looked at. It's up to the council to decide what to do or not to do. But to just not do anything, I don't think is appropriate. Unless they feel that it, as it is now, is appropriate, then fine, then it's the council's decision also. Anything else under unfinished business this evening? Thank you. Let's move on. I'm sorry. Jumping all around here. And I apologize. Okay, the next item was for Kylie Associates, and that was an item that, again, this is not a request of services, but rather if we do accept services from Kylie, these are the rates that they would have. There's a motion in your packet.
I'll make the motion. I move to accept the rates from Kylie Associates for engineering services for 2022.
Okay, motion is made by Bill McAllister, seconded by Robert Jennings. Any question or discussion on that motion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
All opposed, please say no.
Could you please tell me who made the motion?
Mr. McAllister made the motion.
Okay. And Bob?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, anything under announcements from anybody? Go ahead, Judy.
Did you look at your, what did you sign and send an email to saying that you would discuss today?
The PPNL. Where do we stand with that? Again, that was under her attorney Henry's listing. I was waiting for comment on that. Did we get all of the things that we requested formally yet from them?
No. But what's your recommendation? The PPL agreement.
Mm-hmm. Say that again.
I don't think they're going to bend on some of those things, but I think that we were more prepared when we met with them by Zoom than they were.
Mm-hmm.
But they control the show, unfortunately. We gave them at least some sort of indication that we would probably authorize the execution of that agreement tonight because we have decorations that are hanging on the poles and they're saying that they're impermissible or improper attachments. But I think that anybody who participated in that meeting was surprised by the either the input or the response we got from the PPNL individuals, including in-house counsel. But I think that you're not going to get anything more than what they've resubmitted to the borough this past, the end of last week.
Yes, everyone received in their packet the revised pole attachment license agreement. You had a color copy with the red lines on it so you could see what they have altered. You also received the actual documents, the foreign banner and non-cable attachment requirements. You received the listing of 8 poles that are coming down and being replaced with wooden poles. You received Solicitor Henry's letter of 12 points that he thought, or 11 points that he thought should be made clear in the agreement. And I think he did a wonderful job with this last meeting that we had with them. But I'm not sure that they made all of the suggestions that the borough spoke to them about.
But Attorney Henry, you're saying that at this point tonight we should accept the agreement as it stands for now.
I don't think you're going to get any further modifications from PPL.
All right.
We were, I think, able to. Catapult is effectively the one that imposes an inspection charge. The only charge that PPNL supposedly as enacted in the past, was communication contacts or attachments. We don't have any. So it's a confusing issue. There's no question about it. It's their polls, and unfortunately, I think they can say they want to do thus and such with their polls. I think that they have effectively a captive audience. But they did make some modifications. There were some things that we talked about that they didn't have identified or even defined in the draft that we talked about. And this is supposedly, according to their in-house counsel, this is the agreement that they've been using for years, or at least a considerable period of time. So
this Councilman McAllister, I was present at the hearing or at the meeting also, and from what I can see, they did modify the agreement with the terms that we had brought to their attention.
They're not going to give up the jurisdiction, or matters have to be litigated in Lehigh County. But that's, I don't know what you're going to do about that. Cross out Lehigh and write in Wayne and sign it and send it back to them. I have a feeling that they probably won't even notice it for a while because they didn't understand some of the things in their own document. But I don't think you're going to get much better than what we have in the response from PPL.
Okay, so that's, for those council members, it's on page 2 of your agenda at the very top. So if somebody wishes to make that motion, if you're so inclined.
I'll make the motion to accept the license agreement as modified for our meeting.
Okay, a motion was made by Attorney Mr. McAllister and seconded by Robert Jennings.
I think you need to add, Mr. McAllister, you authorized Council President to execute it.
Right, that's the thing.
If you actually read the actual motion, it's on page 2 of your agenda.
So I don't understand what you're saying.
Okay, well, just wait. Please, it gets back to the actual. It's in your agenda.
Second.
On the agenda, page 2 at the top.
So concerning Greater Homestead Partnership's decorations, are they requesting that we take all those down? Because they had me and Dan and I jumping through hoops the day before Thanksgiving, getting 8 poles, getting decorations off of 8 poles. So are they requesting to take further decorations down, or is that something that I'm going to have to, do I need to know anything?
Well, yes and no. I would say, Jake, well.
I think Mr. Brown, and Ms. Platonis have it fairly well under control, but there's, I think Mr. Brown should explain it to Ms. Burns about the poles that are still in jeopardy, correct?
Yes.
You had to remove those decorations.
He didn't. Well, we had to. I had to hire somebody to come. People are under the assumption that we do not pay for the poles, the decorations on the poles, but we do pay to put them up and take them down, and we had to have emergency people come out, and Rent-A-Quip had to call people in, and then, of course, one of their trucks broke down. But go ahead. What do you know that?
I know the list came in as 8 poles. Decorations were on 6 of them. 2 of the poles
did not have decorations.
Two of the poles did not have decorations on them. The poles that are still up right now, they're working with the agreement to get the agreement signed that I am aware of and Judy and I that are aware of to keep going. Nothing has to come down immediately right now. The ones that had to come down immediately came down around the Thanksgiving, and right now it's just a paper trail.
Okay.
Did I say that right, Judy?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay. Let me know if you need me.
Right, what it's going to come down to is going to be a lot more formal with them, with the things for the banners and all this stuff. Everything's going to have permits and requests. It's going to be a lot more paperwork.
Everything that's been done thus far has been, we've complied.
Right. Okay. I'm sorry, what was that last thing? What was that last comment?
I was under the impression that everything needed to be done relative to the PPL agreement we have complied with.
Neither PPL or us could find any previous agreement, which I'm sure would have been done in the 50s or 60s when the very first trees went up. So we have to do a new pole attachment agreement.
That
okay. But what's going to happen is that there will be a fee assessed for all the very first time that these banners that are exempt go up, there will be a fee. And a Christmas tree, there's two permits for one Christmas tree. So every Christmas tree you have, you're going to multiply it by two for each of the base price permit that's in this agreement for the first time. Then the same thing with the flags. And
what was the other one?
The trees, the flags, and the banners.
Well, the banners that were already GHPs and the veterans banners already were permitted through Catapult because they were up since 2015. The other thing would be is as the banners go up and come down, there are new insurance requirements. And that's what we're going to, as soon as this is signed, we have to notify everyone who's involved with that of who can put them up and who cannot put them up. They have to carry certain insurance requirements. And we need to know who and when they go up.
Even if they're doing it as volunteers.
Well, they
no
have to.
No volunteers doing anything like that.
Well, no, there are other agencies besides your agency. So the thing is, there will be changes with some nonprofits. And so the thing will be is once this is signed, then we have to do notifications.
So just so that we're clear, I know that the news reports constantly that volunteers do all the trees. The volunteers, they update the lights and they you know, fix the garland. It costs $1,700 to put those up and $1,700 to take them down. And that is from our light donations. I'm sure Mr. Jello can tell you exactly how we pay for it. That's through all the lighting donations in town, which have dropped over the years, like by $3,000 this year. We're not down.
Pushing, promoting. I used to go on the radio and I used to be.
Oh, I've been on the radio all year. It's been going on. But it's just that we're doing other things. We're doing the revitalization. I mean, we do have $94,000 in the revitalization fund right now. So the money's going someplace else. But it isn't free. That's the point. So whatever.
It won't be free either. Because when this is signed and the permits go in January, it'll be thousands of dollars that someone will have to pay PP&L.
I have another question.
Ms. Jim, go ahead.
This is a dumb question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Are the poles safe?
PP&L says yes.
Until they fall.
And they've been secured.
No.
Like, I know we're talking about decorations.
Did an inspection of every single one of their poles on that day.
Eight of them have to come down, and PP&L is going to take them down over the next couple of weeks and replace them with wooden poles. They had us take the trees off of eight of them that they're going to replace with the wooden poles.
So six of the eight had trees on them. The other two were on the other end of town.
But the poles that are remaining.
They tested them. They feel they're safe
yes.
at this time. Be safe at this time, but they're all going to have to come down because they're all failing the same way. Remember, these poles, if you don't know, these poles were actually taken from another town, so they came here as used poles. They were not new. The original poles all were collapsing. We then found a source, or PP&L found a source from some other town. We got theirs, which were already old when we got them. So I mean, they've done a great job for as many years as they have. But like anything else, they're corroding.
So, I didn't know that they were used.
Oh, they're used.
So from a public safety standpoint, everyone saw the picture. Multiple people were probably stuck in traffic. I was at the pool when Dan had to head out. For all intents and purposes, we're safe from the poles.
People
as per their inspection.
Had an inspection of every pool.
Great. Perfect. I'm sorry about the decorations, but I'm glad that they're safe.
And I said, Judy, did you not the one that did fall, you told me that the borough had contacted PP&L specifically about that pole before it fell.
When Barbara Lewis was a counselor, that was one on the list that she sent to them that we had concerns about. And then we sent a list of 12, and they only replaced six. And they said the other ones were safe.
Just to clarify. The problem being, just to run the subject of poles, the issue is if you go out to the borough, we could probably get funds to buy poles, but if we buy poles, then we're liable for the poles forever after. That means all the liability insurance, everything else, and $500,000, whatever it may be.
I think that'll be a discussion for the next.
Yeah, I said before, but that's just where it stands. So we, the poles we've had up to this point have been free. But that's why we got, I believe that's why we got the used ones, because they would give us the used ones for free, but not new ones. And if we want new poles, we have to buy them. At least that's my recollection from when I was involved. Anyway.
So,
let's clarify.
You never had a second to your motion.
I know, let's make, well, we did have a second, but let's, can we actually redo the motion properly?
I didn't record a second. Who was the second?
Bob Jennings seconded it, but that was, the motion was not correct. Can you make the proper motion, please, Mr. McAllister?
First motion is withdrawn. You're going to do the correct one?
I move the borough council authorize the council president to execute the PPL electric pole attachment agreement.
Okay, that's your correction, correct, Mr. McAllister, and you agree to that?
That's correct.
Mr. Jennings, will you second this? Withdraw the old one. Okay. Okay, so we've done that properly. So any further question or discussion? All those in favor, please say yes. All opposed, please say no. So that motion has passed unanimously.
Are we still in unfinished business?
Yeah.
Can I just add 2 points? Not to this, but I forgot 2 things for the park.
Go ahead.
Special thank you to the Lions Club. We officially unveiled the pavilion at the pool. It looks beautiful. There's a bunch of people who took a picture. It looks great. So if you're up by the pool, go take a look at it. It matches the paint. It matches the awning that we put up. And it's going to be an awesome spot for people to go and enjoy the pool and also have a party, whatever they're looking to do. So special thanks to the Lions Club. And everyone who contributed to that project. The last thing is special thanks to the Rotary for decorating Fred R. Miller Pavilion for the holiday season. So we're talking about decorations. Thanks to the GHP for their festive downtown, and also the Rotary for sprucing up the Miller Pavilion, and the GHP for sprucing up Central Park. So holiday cheer is abound. And if you get a chance, go check out the Winter Wonderland plaque in front of across the street from the park at the Dick Smith House. So a lot of cool things happening downtown, and we appreciate everyone who is working hard to make the downtown beautiful and festive for the holiday season. So thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Anything else to bring up before we get to the bills?
I would like to bring up the fact that I attended the presentation of the historical marker at the Dick Smith House, and it was very well performed, and a nice presentation that occurred on last Friday, I guess it was, the week before.
Thank you for coming.
Jason? No big deal, but we did skip over the building committee report.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. And there's not much to report other than Councilman McAllister and I are going to assess the parking room that we're redoing and come up with the best way to move forward with getting that room revamped and ready to go. So that's all that there is for buildings, but I just wanted to mention that.
Anything else that was missed by me or misunderstood? Okay, if not, then we'll go on to the bills.
I move to authorize payment of invoices in the general fund list in the amount of $49,470.92.
Is there a second? Second by Robert Jennings. Any question or discussion on those bills? All those in favor of paying those bills, please say yes.
Yes.
All opposed, please say no. The motion is passed unanimously.
I move to authorize payment of invoices in the American Rescue Plan Fund list in the amount of $646.26.
Again, second was made by Robert Jennings. Motion was made by Bill McAllister. Any question or discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
All opposed, please say no. Motion is passed unanimously.
I move to authorize payment of invoices in the ACH Resolution 2017-017, list in the amount of $811.71.
Again, motion made by Mr. McAllister, and again, seconded by Robert Jennings. Again, any question or discussion on those bills? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
All opposed, please say no. Motion is passed unanimously. At this time, if there's nothing else to bring up, I'd ask for a motion and a second and a vote on adjourning.
I make a motion to adjourn at 7:21.
Okay, is there a second? Second by Robert Jennings. Any discussion? All those in favor of adjourning at this time, please say yes.
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 Opposed, please say no. Motion is passed. I say thank you for the people who are left here to stay the whole meeting. Proud of you. Thank you.